Triple M's ruined dits for breakfast. From Adelaide to around the world, the top three things you need to know.
All right, the Facebook situation. Let's hear from our treasurer, Josh Frydenberg.
Facebook's actions were unnecessary. They were heavy-handed and they will damage its reputation here in Australia.
Rue, one thing I've read this morning, British MPs have come out and actually backed Australia and said, don't stand down over this. So does this mean, like at the moment, it's just little old Australia, but will it become a worldwide situation as well? Are other countries going to react to Facebook in the same way?
Yeah, I guess it's as big an issue for media all over the world as it is here. So unfortunately, we're the first ones, though. Like, we're the first ones to poke China. Are we going to cop the brunt of it again like we have for China?
Yeah, we're going to need worldwide support. So Simon Milner is the Vice President of Public Policy.
The definition of news is incredibly broad and vague, and therefore, in responding to the law and restricting the sharing of news, some of that has affected pages that probably don't think of themselves as news, but under the law, they may well be. There were also some pages that were inadvertently included, and we are correcting those. Many of those have already been fully restored and able to share now.
Yep. So as you mentioned before, even sites like SA Health were closed down overnight, Roo, and we just don't know why. So mistakes have been made and a big overreaction to this whole thing.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do here. Facebook, they're not winning any friends, but they probably don't need too many in Australia.
No.
In the world. But surely they're big enough and ugly enough to compromise and get somewhere in the middle.
You'd think so. All right. What else is making news, Ray?
Unemployment's gone up in South Australia to 7.1%, which is the highest in the nation. The nation's dropped from 6.6 to 6.4. So just as we thought we were going pretty good, all of a sudden going not so good.
But right.
If you hear people out there trying to find people for work, they're still saying it's very hard to find people. So hopefully that can change over the next few months as well.
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew O'Keefe, who we know got in a bit of trouble with his, is it partner or wife?
It's partner.
Partner.
So domestic violence.
Yeah, domestic violence charges. He's in hospital as well at the moment, has been for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
So he's not going too good, Andrew. So hopefully that whole situation in all sorts of ways can improve.
Yeah. Now, what about this story? I saw this last night on 7 News.
If you've recently had your bicycle stolen, police may well have found it after raiding a home at Unley and seizing 18 models. They made the discovery after a member of the public reported his bike was being advertised for sale online. It had been stolen from the carport of his Myrtle Bank home. Police executed a search warrant and arrested a 39-year-old man.
He's opening a shop called 18 Bikes, apparently.
Is that a smaller shop than 99 Bikes?
That's it, yeah.
It is, just like a pop-up sort
and
of thing.
People that had their bikes stolen are now stoked.
Are they?
Yeah, that they've found their bikes back, yeah.
Well, police have put out a little picture of him. They're looking for a bloke with a handlebar moustache. At the moment.
Very good.
Well, and the other way, the way they caught him, in fact, was pretty obvious. He was peddling them on the black market.
Was he?
Yeah.
Right. That was a really good story.
It was a very, 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 very good story. Well done. So keep an eye out for these bikes around Adelaide.
Overnight sports.
Adelaide Crows play an internal trial tomorrow, and there's been a bit of talk around James Rowe looking good, building up to round one, so it'll be interesting to see him play. But forward line coach James Raley is very excited about Riley Tilthorpe as well.
He's a big boy who can work. He's good on the deck. He's got good skills, and obviously can take it to the highest point. There's a few guys that probably speak for themselves that'll get a game, but from a whole group, it's going to be quite difficult. And I wish we had a few more trial games, to be honest, to work it out.
So Tilthorpe was your top pick, Roo. Now the Crows forward line will be interesting. A lot of talls putting their hand up. You've got Fogarty, Tex Walker, Tilthorpe, Himmelberg, Frampton. So a lot of big talls there pushing for spots.
Yep, you only want two or three of those. So that's what these trial games are for. And because it's so even at the moment, I think they're going to be going hard over the next couple of weeks. So 10:30 tomorrow morning, the Adelaide Crows having a hit out. Next weekend, they play the Mighty Power for the last hit out before the pre-season games get underway.
Yeah. The Saints have lost Ben Patton for the season. He broke his leg in an internal trial. So And would you believe he was tackled by assistant coach Jared Ruffhead, who was just making up the numbers. How bad would he feel?
Ruffy would be he would be feeling very bad. He's doing a bit of list management for him as well, so that's one way to sort it out, break your legs.
That's right. All right, some big news at the Australian Open. Novak Djokovic amazingly through to his ninth Australian Open final. He beat Russian qualifier Aslan Karatsev in straight sets.
So humble, isn't he?
Isn't he just? Yeah.
Have a listen to him.
I felt as best as I felt so far in the tournament tonight, physically, mentally as well. I was hitting the ball very well, mixing the pace, didn't give him the same looks at all, always kind of kept him guessing and served well when I needed to. Couldn't be a better timing for me to play my best tennis.
He's got eye disease, hasn't he? Bloody hell.
It's obviously hard to speak in another language, isn't it? But is that giving him a little bit too much rope? Or
nah, fair point. Rue, I feel this is the best I've ever read sport at the moment.
All right.
That's how good I'm feeling. No, I'm serious.
Keep it up.
Just keep with
me. I like
how
you're changing the pace and everything.
Just have a listen, because I think at the moment, I'm outstanding. This is to be the best I've performed in a long time.
Stop talking about it and start
Stay with
it.
Me. All right. Now, the world number one, he looked untroubled, and he'll face the winner of tonight's game, Daniil Medvedev and Stefanos Tsitsipas. Did you like the way I said that?
I did. Medvedev was the one that Kokkinakis liked, wasn't it?
Yeah, he wanted him to win. Said he's a good bloke. Now, in the women's, this is huge news. Serena Williams was beaten by Naomi Osaka in straight sets, and there was a bit of talk in the press conference. Is it the last time we will see her? Is she bowing out?
Is it just one of those bad days at the office?
I don't know. I'm done.
Very teary.
Did she say she was done?
She said, I'm done, I think, with the press conference, but she didn't want to face questions about, is it the last time we've seen you at Melbourne Park? Are you retiring and those sorts of things?
How old is she? She's 36 or something.
Yeah, she is. Now, is she the greatest of all time?
Oh, I don't know. You're asking the wrong person.
You've got to be very close. If she's not, I'll tell you what, she's right. Well, the only one I could put up would be Steffi Graf, to be honest. Navratilova, some people would argue. So Navratilova, Graf, Serena, probably that it'd be out of those three.
Yeah.
And this is where stats sometimes can be a little misleading. Margaret Court's won more Grand Slams than any of them. And I'm not just slamming her because it's fashionable to do it. But Margaret Court won, I think it was 14 of those were Australian Opens. And she beat, like, I don't know, the Tasmanian champion or something, like back in the day.
Okay.
People didn't travel around the world the way they do now. You know, you get all the best players.
Serena's 39.
39.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be crying. I'd be looking forward
to
retiring.
She can play on the overage tour.
Right. Hey?
Anyway. In the world of cricket, Glenn Maxwell sparked a bidding war in the IPL. He's gone for $2.5 million.
Oh, come
can you believe
on.
That?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, amazing. Steve Smith took a big pay cut.
He lost about
$2 million. I know, it's amazing.
Gave it to Glenn.
Yeah, so he's on the nose, isn't he? Adelaide United, big game for them tonight, Ruth. They've lost four in a row. They take on Central Coast, who are top, so they need to pull something out of the bag.
Well, they've been getting goals left, right and centre against them, haven't they?
They have. So 6:35 tonight at Cooper Stadium. Good luck to Carl Viet and all the boys down there tonight. Triple M, speaking of which, Triple M and RAA are giving you the chance to win $1,000 cash at Adelaide United home games. To enter, just head to triplem.com.au. RAA Insurance for locals, by locals. One of my best performances, that.
Yep, well done, Dits. You're on fire.
The top five things we've learned on Roo and Dits this week.
Number five, Roo went in for surgery for his vasectomy last week.
How are the Jets crackers going, by the way?
Fantastic.
They haven't given us an update.
Apparently, everyone was talking about Roo's private parts.
I've been asked all weekend, people are so concerned about your downstairs department.
Yeah, it's fine.
The number of people asking me about your testicles.
Yeah, it's a good conversation.
And I sort of keep saying, quite honestly, it's not my favourite topic. I don't care about his...
Roo has already taken his new equipment for a test drive.
I gave him a run Saturday night when I was...
You fired a shot.
Just to check him out. Jeez, I was nervous. And then when it all went smooth, I tell you what, my heart rate dropped.
Hell. Crack it. Have a beer. Have a cigarette.
It still works. Thank God. Oh.
Number four.
We chatted to Chris Dittmar's first girlfriend.
Good morning.
We learnt not much has changed over the years.
Jackie, thanks for joining us. What was a little 15, 16-year-old Chris Dittmar like? Describe him.
No, he was very romantic. He used to write me letters once a week.
There you go. Write your letters.
There you go.
Yeah. Do remember he was always whinging about his sore knees.
Oh, it hasn't stopped.
Did not.
Hasn't stopped.
Ah, yes, the knees. How many knee operations have you had again, Dits?
You won't believe this. This is number 14.
14 ops on both knees?
Yeah, got so one across both. Yeah, my left was the worst, so initially I had a reconstruction.
Anyway, number three.
Tom Rockliffe from Port Adelaide Footy Club came in for some work experience.
Why on earth would you want to come and watch this garbage?
I wanted to have a chat to you sober for the first time.
And when it comes to reading the sport, we learnt he's got a bit to learn.
Here with the overnight sport, our work experience kid from Port Adelaide, Tommy Rockliffe.
To tennis, Novak Djokovic. He'll face little-known Russian qualifier Aslan Karatev. Ash Barty is on court this morning against 25th seed Caroline Muchova. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, that'll do.
Tommy, sit back and listen how a professional does it, mate.
And an ozone sterilizer. Sterilization. Oh, that's a mouthful. I can't spit that one out.
Sol. Well, how do you get canola out of QU? How do you get that if you've never heard of the word?
How do you say that?
Sterilization.
Number two. Valentine's Day is old news. This week, we wanted to learn who Adelaide's most unromantic person was. And second prize goes to George.
I tried to do the right thing and cook the missus a meal when I grabbed the wrong meat. It was for the dogs and she got sick. So not popular.
What sort of dog meat have you cooked up?
Just old steak. Yeah, well, you just popular.
Jeez, this is a bit chewy.
If she's a fussy eater, you should have given her my dog.
My dog, guaranteed to tempt fussy eaters.
And first prize for the most unromantic person in Adelaide.
G'day, Sharon.
Goes to Sharon's husband.
My husband. He got rather drunk, went to bed, and I thought, wow, there's a bad smell in the bedroom.
Oh, beautiful.
No.
I rolled over. And I rolled into number two.
Oh, Sharon!
Shit the bed!
Sharon, you are not serious.
I am serious, and if he's listening, he will kill me.
What's his name? What's his name, Sharon?
Oh, I'm not saying.
No,
he will
come on.
Kill me.
Give his first name.
If you poo the bed, you deserve your name to be on radio. What's his name?
Dean.
Dean, you're a shocker.
They tend to be serial offenders, these sort of
I've got to
pooers
I think
and
we found Adelaide's worst partner. He wins.
The poo jogger.
I think so.
The poo sleeper. Oh,
the top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
That's one hell of a bad dream.
Oh, that's horrendous. Hey, Roo, by the way, you were told that you had to get 60 shots away, just, you know, the downstairs department.
Hang on, how many, don't get personal.
What number are you down to?
54.
Righto. Still a way to go, though.
No, I'm only joking.
Ruined Dits on Triple M.
Australia's biggest social experiment welcomes a new leading world expert.
I will be asking very direct questions.
Clinical sexologist.
How would you describe yourself as a lover?
Oh my God.
Alessandra Rampolla.
She might be the best sex expert in the world, but she probably can't help these guys. Please welcome to Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast, Alessandra Rampolla.
That's a bit rough. Hey. Good morning, Alessandra.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. The announcer doesn't have enough faith in me. What's up?
Well, we do need help. Can I just ask you?
What do you mean I can't help?
Well, a sexologist, you just talk about sex all day and all night.
Yes, pretty much. A sexologist is an expert in human sexual behavior. In my case, I'm also a marriage and family therapist, so I do the human couples dynamics, right? And how the sexual behavior contributes to that couple's dynamic. That's kind of my lens.
All right, that's good. Well, you're up against it on Married at First Sight. Have you seen this show before? These people were a little bit crazy.
Yes, some stories are extraordinary. I saw a couple of seasons. They were sent to me when I was pitched the show, and I think it's extremely interesting. It's just such an extremely interesting experiment to kind of delve into. Yeah.
Can I share a couple of my tricks with you? A couple of my what works for me?
I'm sure she wants
to
hear this.
Okay, so
please.
A wise old fella.
I do.
wise old fella once said to me when I was younger and first married, he said, you go to bed at night to sleep. He said, don't go to bed every night wanting sex because that's where you go to sleep. He said, surprise them. You got to pounce when they least expect it. So, for example, if my wife's peeling the potatoes in the kitchen, I attack then.
She's gone quiet.
You see, the words you're using, pouncing and attacking, are not the best descriptors.
Okay.
You
have to. All
right. Pouncing and attacking.
Right.
You're not catching a rabbit.
Okay.
I would call you on that, yeah.
Okay.
I would call you on that.
Where's
the seduction here, dude?
Yeah, you don't know what you're dealing with. This is a bloke who, he likes a cuddle, Alexandra. Don't worry about that. But he's also, have a listen to this. He said a couple of times he's knocked it back. Have a listen to this.
Bloated it, were you?
Can't perform on a full stomach. No.
Oh, come on.
No, this is the other thing.
How
they
do you work it off?
No, this is the other thing that happens is she
just
knows this.
You now,
she knows this. So straight after about a 4-course meal, she go, oh, I'm up for it. Knowing full well that I'll say no. And then she go, well, can't blame me. Now, Alessandra, that was a little while ago.
Hang on. Any bloke who's got any go about him never knocks back their wife. And your excuse with a full stomach, that doesn't pass the test, does it?
I don't think it. If you're really interested, then have a lighter meal and be ready.
Exactly.
Really.
Never overeat, just in case.
All right. Now, Alessandra, I want to ask you about a couple of shows that you've done overseas. One is called School for Husbands. I'm very interested in that. What was that all about?
That's a show we did years ago for Fox Latin American Network, and it was basically the premise, not well behaved spouses, people, men who were very stereotypically a machista and, weren't helping around the house and just had terrible attitudes. And the premise was that they would go to school and we would reform them. So it was a reality show we did for Latin America years ago.
All right.
And it was very funny, but it's like the tone is very, I think, for today's standards, just super outdated.
Yeah,
it would not fly nowadays.
And there's another show called Sex Hospital. What about that one?
That was a project that we did in the UK some years ago for international cable, and it was couples that were having troubles, and they would go on a retreat, and we would follow. I would meet with them for couples and individual sessions, and they were all very directly sex issues, difficulty with orgasm or BDSM fantasies that were not well received by the partner, or whatever pornography, maybe a partner watching pornography and the other person not being in agreement with the practice, or whatever issues they were having, we would delve into over this day. So that was the premise of that
Sounds
show.
Interesting. Alessandra, you have a very interesting job, and we look forward to seeing you on Married at First Sight. It's Monday night, 7:30 on 9. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Alessandra Rumpola, look it up, Roo. Married at First Sight. We could learn a fair bit.
Yeah, Monday at 7:30 on Channel 9.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M, Roo and Dits for breakfast. Roo, the Facebook situation, I've got to admit I'm a dunce. I don't quite understand what's going on, do you?
Well, I don't follow it myself a lot, but listen to this for companies in South Australia. SA Health, SA Water, SA Power Networks, the Bureau of Meteorology, Sturt Footy Club, and so many other businesses and charities and organisations around South Australia. So it's going to have a massive effect in the short term.
Well, we were told this is all about news and paying for news. Why were they shut down? Why were those organisations shut down? It's mind-scratching, it really is. Mark Pesce, you'll know him with his magnificent podcast, The Next Billion Seconds. You can find it on the Listener app, the brand-new Southern Cross Old Stereo app called Listener. Mark is a futurist and honorary associate in digital cultures at University of Sydney. Mark, good morning. Why would organisations like these be closed down?
Well, effectively what happened was Facebook decided that they were going to pull all of the news sources, both in Australia and internationally, from Facebook users' news feed and make it impossible for people to post those news. And Facebook loves to use algorithms, so they implemented some sort of algorithm that cut all of that out, but also cut out all of these other organizations, the Batuta Advocate, NASA, all of these South Australian organizations, BOMB. All of them got cut out at the same time because they basically used a very broad brush.
Mark, as you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. I think everyone understands that. SA Health is a vital site for everybody. They were closed down yesterday, temporarily, by the way, but they're not going to be too popular here, Facebook, are they?
No, I think they've really managed to upset a lot of people. Part of it's because we've suddenly realized how dependent we are on Facebook.
Exactly.
And some of it's how capricious Facebook was yesterday.
So what do you think is going to happen? Are they going to do a bit of a backflip and fix up the algorithms and get it sort of back to where maybe it might be a bit more manageable? Or do you think even at that level it's still going to be pretty annoying for a lot of people?
Look, I do feel like they are dialing back everything. They're apologizing. They're trying to restore a lot of these sites. I think a lot of the devil's going to be in the details about which sites are considered news and which sites are not. I think Facebook wants to make a point about the fact that they shouldn't have to pay for news. I don't agree with them, but that's their stand on this. And so I think we're going to see this narrowed down to focus specifically on organizations that there's broad agreement are news, and people won't be able to share those or read those in their Facebook feed.
So was it just Australia targeted, or were we unlucky, or?
Australia is being made an example of because if the law passes here, and it still has to go through the Senate, it hasn't even gone through the Senate yet, which is why this is so shocking, because Facebook did this before they had to do it. They were basically making an example of us because Canada and France and several other countries are looking at similar laws and looking at how we go here.
I see where overnight British MPs are the first from around the world to support us and say, this is like schoolyard bullying, you know, don't bow to Facebook here. So this can and will actually travel around the world, won't it?
Absolutely. And we know that the Prime Minister was talking to the Prime Minister of India last night, trying to get his support as well to stand up to Facebook.
So Facebook, from what I read this morning, is worth about $525 billion. So they've got money, but that can run out pretty quickly. If you have to pay for news in every nation around the world, it won't last long, even though it's a big amount of money.
Well, the thing is they're making money. People maybe don't understand how Facebook works. If someone posts news, the reason it ends up in your feed is because Facebook has chosen to show you that specific news item because it knows it's going to keep you on Facebook, looking at Facebook longer and seeing Facebook's ads. So Facebook is actually making money off of that post. So that does make sense to me, and I think to the government, that some of that money gets shared back to the news organization that created that post. So they won't go broke. They will make less money.
Yep, for sure. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Mark Pesce, you can check out his podcast, The Next Billion Seconds, on the Listener app. He's also at the University of Sydney working in digital cultures. Ruined It's here on Triple M.
Please welcome to Triple M's Ruined It's for breakfast, Amos Gill.
Oh, gearing up for a big season down at the Fringe. Gilly, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, boys. How are you?
Very good, Gilly.
I'm absolutely up and about. I just went out to Gluttony last night for the opening to see that, and it's looking fantastic.
Is it? What time are you on tonight?
9:50 I am.
Got any left? Just a slow start, or any tickets available?
I am in an 800-seat tent, Roo, so you could actually bring all your kids.
Well, they think you're a decent comedian, did they?
Yeah. Well, they've got the socially distanced seat in between, like at the footy, so... Right. That's actually helped me out on that one.
You got the tarps out for you, Gilly.
It's got a bit of an AFLW feel to it, my show.
Mum and Dad, can you come to shows or not?
All right.
Yeah, please get along. Look, I just want to talk about this Facebook news ban.
Have you
guys been chatting about it this morning?
Yeah, we've just been talking about it.
I looked on I didn't know, Triple M, obviously there's no news from you guys either, so... Mm. Obviously, we won't find out what any wags of C-list footballers have been up to, which is disappointing. It'd be sad to know. I actually looked at it, and I was thinking about these sites that have been banned. News.com.au are making a massive campaign talking about how they have the right to get information out, and they're the fourth estate, and they protect us with information against the government. I'm going to read you the top five stories on their website that we didn't get to see.
Can't wait.
On Facebook. Shoppers wild for skimpy $49 cutout dress.
Yeah, right. I did look at that yesterday.
Hot bus driver, too pretty for job. Modern Family star is unrecognisable now. Huge transformation.
No.
And Paris Hilton engaged. I mean, how will Australia go on without that on Facebook?
Yep, we need that stuff.
I want to say to Mark
bus
Zuckerberg
drivers,
right now,
that'll get people back on public transport, won't it?
Might get you on there, dude.
I'm looking at it now, and I think he hasn't gone far enough, Zuckerberg, because he's got rid of the regular news. The family news from my group chats, I'd like to go as well. Hmm. Let me put it out to you, to my cousin Jenny. I couldn't give a rat's that your son can ride a bike now. Okay?
Oh, come on.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. I managed to find some news for this segment. This is one I've actually read in the paper. You know who I actually feel sorry for? Is, you know that bloke that always comments on the advertiser news articles with, "And this is news." You know those guys? How are they going to get their kicks now? You know, where they just go, "Oh, slow news day advertiser." That's where they get their 20, 30 likes. Mm. I found this story. Bill Gates says that meat should be banned and we should all go to synthetic lab-made meat.
Oh, come on, Bill.
Yeah, he's...
Why is he saying that?
Well, because he says that the carbon emissions of the beef industry are going to
kill the planet. Cows farting,
that's right. So they said that they're going to go to lab-made meat. And whenever I see that, the lab-made beef, I think, why beef? You know, like if you're just creating meat and no animals had to suffer, let's go with like baby seal sausages. You know, let's eat something. Let's eat something
exotic.
Different.
Big gourmet.
I want a double quarter panda. You know, like let's
double
get something.
Quarter panda.
Because no animal had to suffer for it. It's created. You know what?
Yes.
Yeah, Jamie Oliver's got a range of meat. I reckon he should just sell his own flesh. You know, that's created in the lab.
Bit of thigh.
Huh. Next one here is anti-vax Australians. 1 in 3, they say, now will not take the vaccine.
Oh, dangerous. That's dangerous.
They're going to wait it out. And I've got a bit of a cure here of how we could get around that. Mm. Okay, so who doesn't want to take vaccines? Hippies and bogans. Mm. Right? What are hippies and bogans like? Tattoos. Mm. How do you get a tattoo? Needle.
Needles, yes.
This is my plan.
Yeah, I like
it. We spike the needle guns with vaccines Australia-wide, and then we make tattoos available under Medicare.
Very clever. Very clever.
Gilly. You go out there, you get everyone spiked.
You've had a bit of time on your hands, Gilly. What have you been up to?
Well, I've been counting all the empty chairs at my venue.
So. All right, Gilly.
I'll tell you what else you could do.
Yeah.
We could also put the vaccine in Botox and lip filler.
That'll work.
Yeah, so all those dumb anti-vax mums can just get it shot in their fat lips.
I've heard you've had a bit, Gilly.
What, a bit of Botox?
Yes, yeah. There is a word going around the office.
Well, the wag's been shooting the lips off.
Maybe.
Shooting your lips off.
Maybe.
I'm starting to support
fake
this
news or what?
That's fake news. That's Zuckerberg. This is why we had to can your Facebook
page. Right, we'll go off with that.
You're the spreader of facetious tales. And yes, I have had Botox.
Where'd you get
my
it?
My mum's job. Well, my mum, that's her job.
Yeah.
And she said she was trying a new experimental technique to open up the eyes.
Her kids are the guinea pigs.
So she goes lay down and she's stuck a needle in my eye.
In your what, below your eye or above your eye?
Just below the eye.
Oh my
not that eye, you know, the other one.
Right up there.
Anyway, we got some tickets to
give. Yeah, we have. Gilly, good luck with the show, mate, over the next few nights. Now, 9:50 tonight at Gluttony. We've got 5 doubles right now. If you want to see Amos Gill down at the Fringe, give us a ring, 133353.
Give us a call.
5 doubles right now, 9:50 tonight.
Time for Woke, $900 up for grabs if you can guess this song.
Ring now, 133353. Roo, there's been a bit of concern just from our management team here, our production team, about, you know, Tragedy performing down at the Adelaide Oval Sunday night.
So Tragedy being myself on the bongo drums, you on the harmonica, Alice on the guitar, and Mel on the saxophone.
Yeah. Is there potential for diva behaviour?
Well, I wouldn't have thought it'd come from there.
I've spoken to a few people that you played with at the Crows. Apparently you can tend to, you know, it's all about me sort of thing. Anyway, for example, some of the examples are Bush. No less than 10% of all security personnel can be female. Has to be female, right?
Who's what?
Bush, the band.
Oh, this is okay. I thought Ozzy you were talking
Osbourne.
About me.
Ozzy Osbourne, right? Has to have a nose, ear, and throat doctor side of stage and 3 oxygen tanks. This is true. Right? Metallica, they just want lots of bacon.
Bacon?
Yeah, they want bacon inside. Van Halen, you can't have brown M&Ms. So their staff have to go through the M&Ms and get rid of the brown ones.
Oh, you're kidding.
Madonna has her backstage room looking exactly like her own home. So people have to
come
in
on her home deck.
Refurbish for her. Mariah Carey has to have toilet paper with shades of pink in it. She sends 20 assistants around to all the toilets before she goes in to a venue or the hotel and organises that. So just, you know, anything like that, Roo, that you need backstage?
Just a couple of beers and a bottle of Sauv Blanc for you. That'll just about do it.
Yeah, all right.
Can I have a nanny for my kids, please, as well? Can I get that?
Very important.
To look after them.
Very important.
They could run off anywhere at Adelaide Oval on Sunday. So,
all right. Ring now, though. 1-3-3-5-3. You could win $900 thanks to Dez's minibus and Dez's cabs.
Righto, here it is.
$900.
$900. This is seriously worth winning. If you can guess our band song, Dits on the harmonica, I'm on the bongos, Mel's on the sax, Alice is on the guitar. Let's head to Claire. Andy, what do you think the song is?
Yeah, morning. I'm about to compare you to the Chili Peppers. I reckon it could be Suck My Kiss. It sounds a bit like that.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Suck my kiss. What a great song. Oh,
Sorry, Andy.
Bad luck, Andy.
Big build up.
Gee, be beautiful and clear today. Let's go to Kent Town. G'day, Jane.
Good morning, Ruin Dits.
How are you, Jane? Good?
I am fighting fit. Very excited.
Fighting fit.
Beautiful.
Why are you excited,
Almost
Jane?
Almost dangerous.
Why?
It's Friday. Yeah. Races are on. Blue Diamond's on. Oh. And I'm about to win $900.
Oh. Do you love the punt, Jane?
I happen to have a little interest in the horses.
Do you listen to Roo's tips on a Friday?
I certainly do, but I'm a bit like you, Dits. I've been on the square for a while, so I only just came back to betting last week.
Okay.
But, I got on Lord Vladivostok and hope to make another killing today.
Well done.
Yep. Hang around. Only an hour to go and you'll get another bit of mail. Let's go. What do you think this song is?
I think it's The Church, Under the Milky Way.
For $900.
Good song. Is it The Church?
Bad luck, Jane.
Sorry,
all right, we'll see if we can help you out later on in the show. Let's go to Lewiston. G'day, Alan.
G'day, Roo. How are you?
Fantastic, mate. What do you think tragedy you're playing?
Blue Sky Mine by Midnight Oil.
Okay.
All right, let's listen to a bit of...
For $900, thanks to Dez's,
Gee whiz.
Heavy on the button.
Trigger finger.
Yeah. Now, Roo. I've got something special to tell our listeners. In fact, I'll let you do this. This is a huge announcement. Just read what the management has just put up on the screen in front of you.
Yeah, I can't believe this. Management have just given us $5,000. That's right.
What?
Three zeros, $5,000. We are putting our performance fee on Sunday night at Adelaide Oval. I'm not sure if we've agreed to this or not.
What?
$5,000 is going to get added to the WOTE. And now on Monday morning, WOTE will be
$6,000. $6,000. So as of this morning, it would jackpot to $1,000.
Typically.
And they're adding $5,000.
They're rounding it up to $6,000.
All right. Now, you can live stream our performance Sunday night, okay, on Triple M, on the socials. Be listening on Monday morning for your chance to win $6,000.
Can we have the song one more time now that's worth $6,000? People need to listen to this. It's not Pee-Bop-A-Loopa.
That is now worth $6,000 on Monday morning. Stay with us all thanks to Dez's Minibus and Dez's Cabs. Roo, I'm very excited.
Well, $6,000
just made, I know.
I think the whole Triple M listener base is getting excited. Now, $6,000 up for grabs Monday morning. All you have to do is use your brain a fraction and try and decipher what tragedy is playing. Now, I know that is not easy. It's probably... harder to hack into Facebook and do all of that. But I tell you what, this is great news. $6,000 up for grabs on Monday morning.
Hey, Roo, bit of AFL news around. A couple of ordinary stories, unfortunately, but then a good one to finish on. The first one is the fallout of Eddie Maguire in the Collingwood situation. An American footballer called Shay McNamara. Now, I must admit, I don't remember much of his career, but he spent 3 years at the Collingwood Football Club.
Did he play a game?
Couldn't even tell you. That's how much I know about him.
But he was at the club.
He was at the club.
So he's in the change rooms. He's got a feeling for what's going on.
He's come out socially on his socials and said that things at the Collingwood Football Club were very, very ordinary. And he said, I cannot bite my lip any longer. So he's come out in support of Henrietta Lumumba, basically, and said that things were very, very bad at the club. And a story I hadn't heard before, Roo, what he did, remember the Eddie Maguire, Adam Goods gaffe at the time?
Yep. Which Eddie knows he made a bad mistake.
Yep. So Shane McNamara at the time got on social media and said how poor it was and what a bad story and a bad look for the football club.
Yep.
Eddie Maguire, according to Shane McNamara, contacted him straight away and said, take that post down and whatever happened to side by side and we stick together at the Collingwood Football Club.
Do you have a problem with that?
So they had a blue.
Do you have a problem with Eddie asking that?
Question without notice. I think a lad like Shane McNamara is probably allowed to have his say.
Yeah, but if Eddie's apologising all that, do you want to stand by your... If you've made a mistake and you own up to it, should you go up and post and say, yeah, that's wrong, he shouldn't have done it?
Don't know. I just think at the time the lad reacted and said, I don't like what Eddie did. But so I think he's within his rights to do that. But I know what you're saying. So anyway, he has come out now and said, yeah, things were really, really bad at the club and I stick by the moment. And that's just, hey, it's one person. It's his opinion. That's all I'm saying. But you'll read more about that today.
Yep.
The other very ordinary story comes out of the West. And unfortunately, this lad's been in a bit of trouble over the last couple of years. Daniel Kerr has been arrested again, Roo, charged with lighting a fire at his parents' house.
Trying to burn the house down.
Well, that's what it sounds like. So we're speculating.
Daniel Kerr.
So that's very serious. So
I've had a bit to do with him, like playing against him and then running into him, you know, off field. He played in the EJ Witten game that I played in, you know, last year. So he seems like such a good lad.
Yeah.
But he's obviously got a lot of issues away from...
Yeah, he's having a bad run.
Well, yeah, he's had lots of bad runs.
Done a bit of time over the last couple of years.
Yeah, he has, and... God, it's sad what's going on.
All right, let's finish with a good story. Yep. This is a real good story. Mickey O'Loughlin, very well respected. And I'll tell you what a footballer for the Sydney Swans. Good South Australian lad.
He's better than a good footballer.
Oh,
he's
terrific.
He's a great bloke.
Yep.
Really good fella.
Used to love watching him play. So clever. Anyway, he's standing for the Sydney Swans board. And he's talking about the fact that all of our football clubs need more diversity on their board. So good luck to Mickey O. And let's hope he's successful.
You would. I don't know if you could find a better person to put on a board with his background in football, his background as an Indigenous person, and he's been successful in business. So he ticks all the boxes. He's the perfect board member.
There you go. Bit of news coming out of the world of AFL here on Triple M.
Hey, I tell you what, though, Dits, you always get hammered by mosquitoes. Listen to this.
Now, Roo, I've told you many, many times, I get eaten alive by mosquitoes. Oh. I'm the bloke, seriously, you could hire me out to kids' parties and sit me in the corner. I could be like the purple zapper.
Yeah.
I could keep all the bugs off the kids because I can sit at a barbecue at night and I'll be scratched and not one other person's
getting
eaten.
Why do they suck on you? I don't know. Bit.
Why are you raising this?
Well, Is it still happening?
Yeah, I got eaten last night
at Bowls.
Have
you worked out why?
Well,
at Bowls last night, even got eaten last night.
It was one of those still, warm, balmy nights. They're the worst. When the sun goes down and it's warm, and there's no wind, I get eaten and attacked. And I think I've been told it's because I've got very sweet blood.
All right. Well, I can give you some news, Dits. Probably not what you want to hear, but Mozzie expert, Dr. Cameron Webb, he's a Mozzie expert.
Webby.
Put that on your resume.
Yeah.
He has revealed that the reason why Mozzies bite people is not because their blood smells nice. It's because they've got stinky skin.
Get out.
It's true.
You're making this up.
No, I'm not. This is from...
I bloody wash every day. I shower. I'm a clean freak.
Mozzie expert, Dr. Cameron Webb, has revealed the critters like stinky skin.
What would he know?
Because he's a Mozzie expert. He'd know a fair bit about Mozzies.
So I smell.
And guess what? Unsurprising, it's the female Mozzies that do the biting.
That'd be right.
Bloody female. Bloody right. And so, they're attracted because of stinky skin.
So... I smell.
You stink.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
So I haven't washed it.
In fact, I've just read this over your shoulder. It says, you get more likely to be bitten by female bugs if you smell like a bird or a cow. This is bull dust.
The big red cat.
Actually, it says O-type blood. I don't even know what blood type I am, but it says O-type blood.
Stinky more type.
Stinky.
There you go. So wash up, Dits, and the mozzies will go away. We've got a big hour coming up. We'll find out what we're going to back on the weekend. We're going to find out more about Facebook, an update from Dits on his bowls as well.
Some people may have missed the big announcement earlier this morning concerning our band Tragedy.
Yeah, we had it up to $900 to try and guess the song. Well, it was going to go to $1,000 on Monday.
Yep.
Triple M management have just rolled in. I don't know if they've had a good week or a good month or whatever, but they said $1,000's not enough on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it $6,000.
So they've thrown $5,000 on top.
We have, Dits.
$6,000.
$6. The record for the woat in previous years has been 2,100, I think. And yeah, we had Sam Du Bois on who crashed his boat after buying a boat yeah, after he won. Well, you're going to be able to buy a much better boat for $6,000 if you win that on Monday.
Sam, so you could buy one that floats.
You could buy one that floats. Now, this is the song that you have to guess. Now, just a reminder, if you haven't heard before, Dits is on the harmonica, Mel is on the saxophone, Alice is on the guitar, and I'm on the bongo drums, and you got to guess this song for $6,000.
Righto, there it is. And we are performing at the concert Sunday night at the Adelaide Oval. We're on before John Stevens, Darryl Braithwaite, Boom Crash Opera. It's a big night down there, and Dez's minibus are taking us down in their rock tour bus, you know.
And if you haven't bought tickets yet, go to Ticketek and buy some tickets, because we're going to give a clue away Sunday night as well, which might make the $6,000 a lot easier on Monday.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just made that up. Huh. But we will be giving a clue away on Sunday
you
night for Monday.
You just go off on your own tangent, don't you? You are such
You know what? I like giving money to people. That's why I'm doing a tip at 8:55.
This is how bands fall apart. One member just goes off and does his own thing.
You know who that member usually is?
Who?
The most important.
Oh, gee. All right. No I in team.
How'd you go last night up at the Handorf Bowling Club?
Week three of Lawn Bowls last night.
You should be good third up.
Well, there was a couple of issues. We lost our skipper before the game. No commitment.
Last week you had to get Filks. A 10-year-old kid to fill in. What sort of team is this?
Tell me about it.
Yeah, but you're in it.
No, I've turned up every week. I'm dealing with.
But who's the leader? Who's the
My skipper Filks, who's the local headmaster. I thought he had more commitment being a headmaster, principal of a school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He had some after-school parents and friends or some.
So when did
bullshit.
You find that out?
I don't know.
What, last night?
No, he did give us a bit of a day's notice, but so we had to bring a ring in, a girl who's never played before. So I was up against
Why don't you draft some talent?
Me and three women who haven't played. Anyway, this is the things I was sidetracked. We were arguing about trivial, stupid things before we even started, so our mind wasn't on the job. They didn't like the name of our team. Can you believe this? I'm dealing with three women.
So What's your team called?
Well, because
don't tell me it's got your name in it.
No, because that got knocked back. I put that up first, but you know, Ditmar's Dollies or something like that, but they didn't want that. But see, the wife and her sister, the maiden name's Johnson, so I went with Johnson and Johnson. Right?
Not bad.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Yeah, I thought it was all right.
They didn't like it. So they rolled up last night.
So give them what they want. What's the name?
No, well, I was out.
You're nameless.
Bold and the Beautiful. So they came
Not
up.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I'll pay that.
Yeah. I wanted... See, I was standing there and I said to Kate, I said, me and three chicks, every man's dream.
Yes.
I wanted, you know, something like that. But she said, no. So Bold and the Beautiful went out.
Look, that's a good start.
So and after about the first four ends, I'm using technical terms.
Yeah,
you know what an end is?
You bowl from each end, yep.
Well, we're about 20-0 down. So we're going for the record books. I had the historians out in SA Bowl land saying, what's the worst ever? So anyway, we rallied back. We lost 24-4. Wasn't good.
That is a spanking.
Eight ends you play. Oh, no, it's a record. One end, we lost. There's only eight bowls. We were seven shots down. Can you believe that? So I was getting. And Celia Filkey, if you're listening,
you need
seriously,
to go to the draft.
Celia, the bias of a bowl. Bloody work it out, will you?
What? Did she roll the wrong way?
Three times she went sideways.
At least you would have had a good gargle then. That's a joke for every time you do that.
I know. It was embarrassing.
What was for supper?
Oh, donuts, cakes, but I didn't partake because, as you know, at the moment my body's a temple. I'm on this fitness kick.
You under 100 yet?
I am, as a matter of fact.
For the first time in?
First time about 25 years. Anyway, we bounced. But how funny is this? Sport is a funny thing, and I don't want to knock these blokes, but
was there a fair bit of momentum happening last night?
We were useless. There was in the end. So you have a break for supper, and then we come back and we play another game, and everyone was saying,
can you bowl on a full stomach?
Yeah, I can, funnily enough. They said, oh, you're up against this team that takes it really seriously. And they rate themselves. They were in the final last year.
Oh, you didn't win, did you?
We beat them.
Oh, we beat them. What?
So the girls have come good. They bounced back.
Gee, you better, whatever you had
we
for supper.
We came from nowhere.
Whatever you had for supper, you better have for pre-game next week.
Well, they wanted to swab it. They wanted to swab us afterwards.
How did you, so you dead set knocked them off?
We did. This team that played in the grand final last year, we beat them.
Oh.
And didn't like it.
See, that's when the mentality comes into it, isn't it? The opposition obviously thought this would be a walkover.
If you're listening, Filks, without you, I took over the leadership, and look out. Look what's
happened. So you bowled last?
Yeah, skipper.
Skipper.
Yeah.
Do you ping one?
No, not allowed to do. You can't do that apparently in night hours. No,
that's, dust.
No, they said that's against the sort of spirit of it. Yeah.
I wouldn't listen to that. Dits, good luck and continue on. You're on a roll with your bowls. Keep Thank going. You. But right now we have to...
Bold and the beautiful.
Bold and
listen
the beautiful.
We're going places.
Okay, that's enough. Hey, if you watch Channel 7 News... Sorry, Channel 10, I should
excuse
say.
Excuse me.
If you watch
For
Channel
all that
7,
money Channel 10 are paying us, no, by the way, it is Channel 10.
No, listen, if you watch Channel 7, turn it over. I was about to say.
To Channel 10.
If you watched Channel 7 last night, turn it over to Channel 10 because that is
first
where...
at 5.
That's
first
right.
at 5.
Channel,
don't wait for the others. Get that... first at 5.
Turn
with
it
Channel
right
10.
Over to Channel 10. Right on. Ding, ding, ding. Don't
you won't need to watch the others because you've got all TV. Your news. You got your news first at 5. You
That's
won't
right.
need to watch the others.
Of course, you don't need to watch it. So watch Channel 10. And if you watched it last night, get the code word and call us right now on 1-333-53. This is a great prize, Dits, down at Adelaide Oval. Backstage, drink passes.
Meet all the bands.
Meet the bands, yep. including Tragedy. We'll be down there. 1-333-53 with the code word.
And what's your favourite news service, Roo?
Channel 10.
First at 5.
Yep, Channel 10. We love them.
Yep, first at 5. Now, our listeners needed to watch Channel 10 News first at 5 last night and get the code word for us, Roo.
Yes, exactly what Nikki from Lockleys has done. G'day, Nikki.
Good morning.
How are you? Right.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you.
Do you go to the Lockleys Hotel?
I sure do.
Good on you, Nikki.
Good on you. Great pub. Hey, did you watch the Channel 10 news last night?
I did.
Did you get the code word?
I did. 10 news first.
Well done, Nikki. You're in the running.
Congratulations.
Well done. Stay there. It's not far away. We're going to announce this winner very, very shortly before we knock off.
So Nikki's a 1 in 5 chance of winning, isn't she?
1 in 4. We only did it Tuesday onwards.
Did we?
I think so.
First code word.
Yeah, first code word was Monday night, Roo.
25% chance there, Dits.
Very good odds. Very good odds.
All right, we'll do that a little bit later.
All right, your tip is coming up at the races, and Roo's been on fire in recent times. Stay with us here on Triple M.
For lunch or after work knockoffs, lock in the Lockleys Hotel on Henley Beach Road.
On Roo and Dits for breakfast.
Hello.
Get it straight from the horse's mouth.
I'm Mr. Rare.
It's time for Roo's tip of the week.
All right, let's go back to last week, Roo. This is what you tipped us.
Goodger's Exalted Traveller, Lord Vladivostok. They drive. I'm not sure. Goodger's the inside, Lord Vladivostok. It's a hard one to get out. It's in the photo.
Ah, what are you talking about, photo? Won easily, Roo. For the second week in a row, you gave us a big winner.
I did. I'll do it again too, Dits. I'm actually pretty confident. 3 in a row.
All right.
Can we do it?
Yeah, three-peat. First time ever you've never done this before.
That's right, on radio. Mm-hmm. Last couple of weeks, I've said you have to be disciplined and wait to the end of the race day.
Right.
Changing up. Race 2, Dits.
Ooh.
All right, we're having a look at a horse here that I think has got plenty of improvement in it as it matures, and I hope it's matured since its last run. This is a very nice horse, and I think it'll get a sit, and when it peels out, Dits, this thing's got a blistering turn of foot, so it's got a lot of pace.
All right,
so Race 2, number 6, it's called Three Tears.
Three tears.
You won't have any tears. A tears of laughter when it wins by about 2 or 3 lengths this thing tomorrow. So race 2, number 6, Three Tears. Get on that.
All right. Look forward to that. Time now to announce the winner of our big comp.
Okay.
In the ultimate experience to Weekend of Rock at Adelaide Oval, thanks to Triple M and Channel 10.
All right, Roo, tell us about this competition.
Great prize, tickets to all the bands, all the nights, 3 nights worth, backstage passes, drink tab as well. Get to meet all the bands, meet and greet, fantastic prize. So right. We're going to do that right now.
One in four chance. We've had 4 listeners over the last 4 days watch 10 news first at 5 and then give us the code word. Who is the lucky winner, Roo?
Donna from Lightsview. G'day, Donna.
Oh, my God, you're
joking. Get on you, Donna.
You did win. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. That is awesome.
You got 3 outfits ready, have you?
I'm going to go shopping right now, and I'll have to ring work and get my... I'm a nurse, so I have to get the night off, a few nights off.
Oh, my God.
That is awesome.
Donna, whereabouts... Where are you a nurse? Whereabouts?
I'm at SDA Health Aged Care on Hope Valley on Grand Junction Road.
So good on you.
I work there, and yeah, it's been a hard year with the COVID and everything. Yeah. But yeah.
Well, you're going to have a big weekend. You got three nights of fun coming up.
I cannot believe this.
Now, Donna, from memory, didn't you pull over to the side of the road and you're trying to take your boy to school? He was late for school.
He was very late for school, and I said, just tell the teachers that I was on the phone to ruin Dick.
There you go.
He'll get in trouble for that.
He'll get detention for that.
He might be late to school on Monday as well, Donna.
He's already there now. I was up very early today, so this is awesome.
Good on you, Donna. Well done. Enjoy the weekend at the Adelaide Oval.
I will do. Thank you so much.
Good on you. Another great week, Roo. We'll have a big, big weekend. Good luck with the tip over tomorrow.
Yeah, and everyone have a great weekend at Adelaide Oval, and we'll catch up with you Monday, guys. Have a great weekend.